goes on for about 2 hours, but I know you guys want to go home, go to bed, tired, get something to eat, take a nap. Now, I will say that when we have up there among the group that we're kind of revitalizing the old fall festival we had. So we're having something that's, and it's about the fourth or fifth year, Spring Fling, and then one in September is Freedom Days. And Spring Fling, I think it's the last year I'm going to do it, but I do a tour of downtown from the year 1898. So if you get onto the library's website up there, they'll give you dates and times for that. And if you can't, and it's only like about one, two, three, it's only about like a 4-block walk. We're pretty compact up there. Okay. Now, is there any teachers in here? No? Okay, well, we're going to do that anyway. This is really a fascinating building. This is the Consolidated School in Carthage. And to quote from the newspaper article or articles I read, they consolidated the Carthage Seminary, which I don't know why they ever call school seminaries, but and then the French Church Academy, the Negro School, and a township school, all joined in on this one. Now, the original school was only the first floor of this building to the left. So when they built that, they shot it up and put bell tower on top and built that building to the north. When it opened in, 1879 in August. In 81, they had their first graduating class. And the superintendent of schools, state schools, a Mr. Boss, I think. Hang on a minute. I hate getting old. Boss came down, handed out the diplomas, went back to Indianapolis and called that and labeled that a commission school, which back in those days meant that if you were going to Purdue, IU, or Indiana State, you did not have to take an entrance exam. You just went, say, I'm going there, and then they let you in. That lasted for about 30 years. Okay, now, when they built the new school, when I say new school, it's built 1898, so, 96, 98. Those two buildings were separated. The one on the left was moved over about 4 or 5 feet. And the bottom part became grain storage. Upstairs was a meeting hall. This town has so many meeting halls, I don't know where all the people were coming from for meetings. And then in that other building, downstairs was a bicycle repair shop and a small engine repair for less than small engines. Upstairs was a meeting hall. In fact, upstairs over that building was where the Masonic Hall was. So they split it. In fact, for that building just now, it's where after it got moved, is where the library is in town now. So anyhow, they moved it. You remember seeing that? Okay. That was track to the left there, that building is the library right now. So between there and there, they just split that building, moved that over. And then actually, when they decided to build a library there, they moved that entire building somewhere. They were always moving something around. I couldn't believe that. But anyhow, that's this building. It used to be the old school, the Masonic Hall, and all this, that. And then actually, unfortunately, it burned. So then they replaced that school with this one, which I wish... there's an urban legend that there was a storm went through 1920 or 21 and tore the bell tower off and the barrel and the bell dropped. Now, urban legend says it went all the way to the basement. Well, it didn't. It only stopped at the first floor there because upstairs was an auditorium and actually the gym. And I talked to the guy one time who's I think he was in his 80s, but his dad played basketball and said you couldn't arch a basketball in that place. That's how long. Couldn't do that. But anyway, so they tore off the top part, took away the towers. They left the limestones down there in the bottom. They left that. And just because I can tell you that first floor room there on the bottom to your left was my first grade room. My third grade room was around the corner on the back side. I think my second grade room was over there on the bottom on that side. Fourth grade was upstairs, and that went up there, that second floor went, that's my sixth grade room. So, and we used to, have some good times there. But that's what it looked like until that was torn down, I think, about 1987, when they built a new, the last high school class was 71 out of that. Wow. Then they used it for junior high and grade school, and this one junior high, and the building behind it. And then they finally just tore it all down about 1987.
Where's that at?
Pardon?
Where was that at?
Where was
that located?
That is at the very east end of town. If you go First or Second Street, there was a small, well, what used to be the grade school there, but now it's the church. But it's just way at the far end in the east end of town. There was the school was supposed to be built about a block farther that way, but the people wouldn't sell them the land. As a matter of fact, that building cost $28,000 when they built it.
Jeez.
Which figured out to a little over $900,000 in today's money. Actually, the land in today's money was equal to $35,000, so they put a lot of money into that thing. But it lasted a long time. Now, this picture never came out good, but I love this picture. This is the International Order of Foresters building. It sits on Mill Street.
That's what that means?
Yeah.
It's not the International Order of Oddfellows?
No, International Order of IOOF.
Oddfellows.
What did I say? Foresters? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the tombstone I saw.
Oh, okay.
Never mind, I'm sorry. My bad. But anyhow, that was it in about 1898. They had that hall, and then they had another one on the west side of town for some reason. Downstairs was a barber shop. But actually, I kind of showed you that one. They tore that down, got rid of that, and built this. Anybody up there remember seeing this one? Okay. International Order of Oddfellows, yeah. I was talking to a lady the other day, and said, when I was a kid, I thought that said 100 feet.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that was the old theater. It was built about 1920, torn down in 87. And we had the Fall Festival every year for years, years, and years, and the idea for that was to make money to keep that up. Because that was a movie theater. If you go up to the top floor there, that was a big meeting room, dance floor. We had Teen Canteen in there when I was in school. That's where that was. Excuse me. We had class plays there. They had a couple of graduations there. They had all kinds of stuff there. So, as a matter of fact, that was the inside of it looked like. Believe it or not, there must not have been much to do on a Friday or Saturday night. That's a cooking class. Hubert Hunt ran a appliance store in town. And every now and then, he would get new equipment in, and he'd put on a show in here. And of course, you know, nothing else. I think it's 19, because the kid on the first row on the far right, I know him. He spent many, many years as a music teacher over in Connersville. And he thought that was about 56 or 57. Well, that would have made me 6 years old. So I didn't go. And I was really surprised when I started enlarging the number of people I actually knew. So, I mean, you know, and in the bottom of that building was a huge basement. And during the Fall Festival, that's where all the churches would serve their dinners and make some of their money. They had a full range kitchen in there. And I always remember the restrooms were on the far side of it, up set of stairs about like that, wooden stairs. So, and you know, if you move right, it's shaking a little bit. Well, I mean, no, kids, we don't care. One of the things that I always like to ask on, I ask people on the tour is, can you tell me where Carthage's first bowling alley was? And they'll always say, oh, the one out there between Nicetown and Carthage. Nope. This picture is taken about 1898. It's a bakery and a restaurant, and the building went about halfway back to the alley. So, you know, it wasn't a very long building. That's where they had their, the back of the building is where they had their ovens and stuff, and the other one's a meat market. That building that is next to, that's how close the buildings were in town, really. Just about where the meat market is where the post office is now. So that gives you any idea. Pardon?
Meat market on this side?
Yeah, that's a restaurant on the right. On the left, it's a meat market.
Oh, okay. That's where the post office?
Yeah, that's where the post office is now. That's actually the fourth location for the post office. But that went out of business in about 1916. They extended the building all the way back to the alley. The front part was a pool hall and the back part was a bowling alley. Probably about three lanes. It's all they can manage. But I always thought that was a... And that building was torn down not that long ago. That's where the Veterans Park is there in town. Right there, Main and Mill Street, right there. That was a... Let's see, dry goods store... A printing, the paper was printed there, and the upstairs was, and I always loved it, the Opera House. Now, the reason for that is that it's a big Quaker community. So, if you had a playhouse, well, no, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. But Opera House, oh, that's high class. So, oh, yeah, we can do that. So, you know, that's, so I, every time I go down to somebody lives down, I see, Opera House, I know what's going on. Yeah, they're hiding what they're doing. But then that was Huber Hunt's appliance store, and then it was a guy did furniture stripping and repair, and his wife did some other stuff, and it just finally started falling down. We had to get rid of it, which is too bad.
When did they tear those down?
Pardon?
When did they tear those down?
Those two, I have no idea. This was torn down. Sometime in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Seems like they tore a lot of stuff down in the 80s.
Yeah, well, you know.
Cleaning the town.
Well, yeah, well, you know, we had to get rid of it because it was falling apart. It was falling down. But the main thing is, when they tore it down, what did they do? They dug a big hole, pushed it in, put the dirt back. So anytime you want to put anything in the ground, you go down about that far and hit brick. Well, it wasn't a real, well, you know, the lowest bidder, what are you going to do? Actually, I think the county paid for that. We finally got the county to pay for that because we couldn't afford it. So, come on.
Did you go to sleep?
Your battery is running low.
It's pumping. I know it's not.
Oh, there we go. Well, shame on that. Okay, now, this is one of the more well-known pictures of downtown Carthage. This would have been taken about, I'm saying right at 1898 or early 1900s, because there's no electric lines, for one thing, which we also had our own electric company, had our own telephone company. The telephone company was started by two old farmers out in the country. They always like to get together in the morning and talk, but they didn't want to get out in the cold weather, so one guy said, oh, I know how to fix that. So he knew how to do a telephone thing, so they connected their farmhouses to each other. And then everybody else got in the act. Oh, we want one of those too, so bingo, there we go. But street's dirt, it wasn't paved until 1917. And it's concrete. As a matter of fact, the road between Carthage and Arlington wasn't built until 1850s. Sometime in that, so you know. And I've never figured out when the road to Nicetown was built, but the first path to Carthage was done 1821 from Nicetown. And the guy went down to the far south edge of Nicetown. There's a creek down there. I think it's Madison Street is the end of it. and just started blazing a trail. Ended up pretty much dead on. So, anyhow, the reason why I show you that picture, actually to show you this one. Oops.
Dying again?
Come on. Oh, there we go. Okay. I circled that building. Now, I was saying something about, you know, I can't believe how many buildings they actually moved. That building started out about 2.5 miles south of town on a farm. It was a meeting house and a schoolhouse for some of the Quaker kids out in that area. Well, the Friends Church in town decided that they wanted their school, or they needed a building for the school. So in the middle of winter with a couple oxen and stuff, they drug that into town and put it down on the south end of town across from the church, which is close to the mill. Okay, it sat there for a while, then the church decided they were going to build a brick building, which is still standing, by the way. So they took that one and moved it up here, downtown. And at the time of this picture, it was a millinery shop. You know, they made nice hats for ladies and stuff like that. But that served as a, it was in 1898, it was a millinery shop, but it's also been a barber shop, a leather store, and there was something else. Anyway, there's three or four different things that it's been over the time, and then finally it was moved, again, a block to the west, to what's called Market Street. And for years I wondered what that thing looked like. I finally found a picture. It took a while. Back we're talking about Tom Mercer. He was a guy who passed away not too long ago, and I kind of moved up a notch on that. Somehow he had it, and he didn't realize what it was until I inherited all his pictures. That's it. That was back when it was a leather shop. Now, can you see it good enough? That's an old tintype. They don't copy it real well. But I get a lot of people say, well, now wait a minute. There should be an alley there where that little picket fence is. I said, well, not all alleys were created at the same time. You know, they probably tore down what was that little building there and put their alley through. That's what it looked like. And then when they did whatever with it then, in about 1898, she put an awning over it, you know, make it look pretty. Now, for those of you who may not know, the Nicetown Shelbyville Railroad Company ran from Nicetown through Carthage to Morristown, Shelbyville. What's interesting, it was actually the third railroad in the state that had any mileage to it. There were some that took stuff out of gravel pits and coal mines and stuff, but they were only, you know, like maybe a half a mile from where they were going, where they got loaded onto the wagons and taken away. So somebody got the bright idea of making a railroad. And it is a flat bar railroad, which is just exactly like it sounds. In fact, they got an example of it up there at the museum back in the Carriage House. It's a bar about that thick and about that wide. And that's what the wheels ran on. I went not too safe. But if you look at this guy bought 38 shares at $50 a share, so he spent $1,900 in 1849, which came to, today is about $65,000. It was incorporated in 1846, completed in 1850, and went out of business in 1855. Now, the reason why it went out of business is they owned no rolling stock, no engines, no cars, no anything. So they had to lease that, and they leased that from the Madison and Indianapolis Railroad. So they lost their behinds, basically. You know, what are you gonna do? You know, you don't own anything. I figure this guy got wiped out, and I know there's a couple other people. Well, Hill, the guy that signed it, which I think he lost about everything, because he was into it heavily. But, you know, and if you ever go to Carthage, go out Goose Road, the back road to Nicetown, you can follow, it's got signs. Up on your right, after the, there's an S-curve kind of sort of, and there's a big, long, tall hill. That's where the railroad ran. It doesn't run where the present railroad does. That's where that railroad ran.
Is there a cemetery out that way?
Pardon?
Is there a cemetery out that way?
Yeah, Blue River Cemetery.
Yeah.
So if you keep going out there, you're on Goose Road, you turn to the right and just kind of follow that. Makes a little curve like that, then it comes down and goes, and kind of goes like that. You start looking up that way, especially now when you can see up there. There's a big high hill, it looks almost flat. That's where the railroad ran. Because the Big Four and all those others, they moved it over. I still haven't found out where that thing crossed at. But if you're up in Carthage, I do know that railroad, if you go past Main Street to the west, to the east, you'll find East Street. It actually ran just off of East Street and down and then crossed East Street, and there wasn't any houses down there. And then it went out in the country somewhere. I still haven't figured that out yet. But it missed the original plat of the town.